Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, Christmas has crept up on you and you are still hunting for that perfect present. Don't panic because you are not alone. Because whether you've left it late or you just need maybe one more great idea, well, we're here with a last minute Christmas gift guide that is packed with quick, thoughtful picks that still feel special. And joining me now to chat through some of her top picks is beauty expert and gift guru Ali Garvey. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
It is wonderful to have you here. Firstly, I need to ask you, to be honest, are you a last minute person when it comes to Christmas shopping, or are you so organised with this?
Well, to be honest, I'm normally really organised, but this year I just feel it's come out of nowhere.
Yes.
So I'm a bit panicky.
Okay.
So when I was doing my gift guide, I was like, yes, I'm ticking off my own boxes here.
You're helping yourself at
I'm
the same
myself.
Time. Well, chat me through your last minute gift guide and how you've broken it down.
Okay, so I kind of thought, look, it can get a bit muggled and there's a lot going on in the shops and it's hectic.
Yeah.
First tip is make a list of what you have to buy and who you have to buy for. So I'm going to start off with makeup lovers, and this is a great stocking filler.
Okay.
Which are so handy as well to have under the tree. But Charlotte Tilbury have a beautiful Pillow Talk glossy lip kit. It's in the shape of a bubble. So it's very unique, kind of Christmassy looking. It's really nice. Now, in this, you get your lipstick and a lip balm. But what I love about this, it's a universal colour. So it's going to suit all skin tones.
Yes.
And yeah, you don't need to worry about that. But that's a really nice stocking filler, I think.
Yeah.
Just kind of bulk up a present.
Of course.
Really cute. Another one for him, because I do not know about you, but I am telling you, every year I'm like, what to get the men, whether it's your...
What do they want?
What do they want? Whether it's your son, your brother, your dad, whatever. They can be a little bit tricky to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
So Jo Malone have a beautiful festive gift box out at the moment, right? Right? Very luxurious when you look at it. It's stunning. So there's five timeless colognes in there. They're mini sizes, right? But
yeah.
I think it's brilliant because then they get to kind of test out different scents that you mightn't try throughout the year. But these come in a gorgeous little festive box. There's five of them. You can wear them on your own or you build them up. And that's from Jo Malone. So that's something for him.
Lovely. And Jo Malone, great brand.
Yeah.
We love. Timeless. Little bit goes a long way.
And the box itself, I think it's just so classic.
Yeah.
It looks, you almost don't need to wrap it.
Completely.
It's that fancy. It's that
so
nice.
So well presented. Yes. Love that.
And I don't know about you, but this time of year, I always feel we all make excuses and it's time to meet up with people and then we're putting it off and we're putting it off. So if there's somebody, maybe it's your girlfriends you haven't seen in ages, your mom, or maybe you want to start a new tradition,
mm-hmm.
a great way to do this is afternoon tea.
Oh, I love afternoon tea.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, actually, it's so funny that you say it because we do kind of say to friends, oh, we'll meet up at some point or whatever. And one of my traditions with one of my friends from home is afternoon tea. We love it. It is the yearly tradition for us. You can't go wrong with it.
You can't. And I just think it brings so many memories. It gives you a chance to sit down. So in Killishee Hotel, which is just in Kildare, outside of Naas, they have a beautiful experience, almost like an afternoon tea. You go, you can sit down, have a glass of bubbly.
Lovely.
You get lovely little, your cucumber sandwiches.
Yes. Very posh.
But very posh. But they are running this right up to January. I think it's the 4th of January. So you know that weird week in between Christmas and New Year's, and it just seems to linger.
Yes, and nobody knows what to do
That's a great excuse to meet up with friends, to take the time out and just to have a lovely afternoon.
Yes, and I think the experience gifts is nearly a bigger thing sometimes than like, you
know, memories, aren't they?
That's exactly what you're making.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're making memories with the loved ones and it gets you out the door. You get to glam up and just go out for the afternoon.
Lovely.
So I think that is so nice. Now, another one I was thinking of, I was like, right, what about the teenagers, sports bunnies, you know, them gym bunnies? I'd love to say I'm fit, I'm not. But if I was, this is a great one to get.
Okay.
So it's actually, excuse me, it's a new Irish company, okay? It's called Sportskin and it was founded by the rugby legend, Gerard Butler. So we're talking about products here, okay?
Yeah.
But it's more for muscle recovery. They do a lovely gift set here, and in it you get your shower gel, high performance shower gel, and you get a skin recovery gel.
Oh wow.
So it's all about, I suppose, if you are sporty, maybe you know somebody who plays sports,
mm-hmm.
they love the gym and you're thinking, how can I bulk up their Christmas present.
Yes.
That's a lovely gift to give.
Okay. And I think all of us as well are a little bit more conscious as well, especially in years gone by, of supporting Irish and shopping local. Absolutely. As well. So this is a great way to do that
and
too.
And you know what? This time of year, we have a huge range, especially within the beauty industry. We should be so proud of the Irish beauty brands.
Absolutely.
That are out there.
Yeah.
And they're really unique. They have great offers as well. So what I will say is, it's not too late. Mm-hmm. Have a look online for your shopping. Check out every website will have details of their own delivery.
Yeah.
Information on that. Go and have a look. It's never too late to shop online, as I say.
Yeah.
Cosmeticsonline.ie is another Irish company, actually, that have a huge range. So everything from your skincare to your hair care to your body care. They even do baby products and lovely gift sets. They're online. Still time to shop. So don't panic.
Okay, don't panic. I was going to say, if you have one piece of advice for someone who is maybe hitting the shops, hitting online today, what would that be, Ali?
Okay, so first of all, if you are shopping online, depending where it is, always check their terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Have a look about their delivery and shop now. So if you are thinking, I need to get that, don't leave it too late. Today and tomorrow, get them online shopping in.
Okay.
And then in every store, if you're buying something in store, ask them at the till, look, if it's a gift for someone, one, can I get a gift receipt? Can they return it after Christmas? And most shops will. They say you have to the end of January. But it's always good to double check.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, double check.
Amazing advice there. Some amazing gift ideas as well. So hopefully if you are shopping last minute today, this week, whenever it is, you've got a bit of inspiration now. Ali Garvey, thank you so much for joining me this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanifin on 98FM with Heinz Pasta Sauces. And I do feel like with the 10 days to go now, we are feeling all sorts of Christmassy, right? It's becoming official. It is becoming very real. And of course, while Christmas is a time of fun and a bit of crack as well, it also is a time of year where the disasters seem to happen. It's like we're magnets for things going wrong, right? And the biggest Christmas disasters, well, they have been revealed. I bring these to you as kind of a way of forewarning you as to what may happen. And basically, me telling you, make sure none of these happen, okay? So topping the list is forgetting to defrost the turkey. Another one is leaving someone off the gift list. Oh, and running out of wrapping paper. You would rather get a gift that is completely unwrapped rather than like half wrapped, right? Other people have revealed that they have dropped the turkey while taking it out of the oven. Can you imagine? After all of those hours of it being inside there cooking away? No. No, no, no. Other people as well have watched in horror as their pets have pulled down the Christmas tree as well. See loads of videos of like cats getting right into the middle of it, pulling it down, or else at the baubles. You need to nearly build a cage around a Christmas tree when you have an animal around, right? I would say the closest thing to a Christmas disaster that we had was, I think, about 2 years ago. So for context, myself and my family, we all do Secret Santa amongst the cousins. So there would be four separate families within my family. So we do it, you know, with each other. And 2 years ago, whatever way it worked, I have no idea, because it was done online and you would think that, you know, whatever website or app that we used was pretty comprehensive. But there was a family left with no gifts. However it happened, myself and my brother, who would be the eldest of all of the cousins, and to be honest, we even question why we're still in it. Someone drew our names twice, which meant that one of the families with actually the youngest kids of all got nothing because nobody pulled their name. We have no idea to this day how it happened. But kids being left out of the Secret Santa with no gifts, we felt so, so guilty. All day long, we still talk about it. It's funny now at this point, and I feel like any kind of Christmas disasters you have had in the past, they do eventually, after time, turn into some pretty funny memories. If you have any, maybe the dog started eating the turkey. Did the cat get into the ham? Were the kids causing absolute chaos? Did someone forget to bring the dessert?
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.